Chapter 98. The group estimated that it had been 12 days since Sylvie and Gaia brought them back to the school for their protection from the Day of Universal Animal Liberation. They ate breakfast, an array of smoothies, croissants, fresh fruit and bean sausages, and the conversation was light. "I could get used to this new food regime," Faith said, patting her belly. "I was vegan before, but the quality of these meals has been off the charts." Everybody in the room nodded with approval and were slow to get their day started. An abrupt announcement from Gaia. "You'll be leaving soon for Nova Doma. Please gather your belongings and proceed to the parking lot." As they walked outside, they all inhaled deeply. They couldn't believe how fresh the air was. After nearly 2 weeks of cleaning and organizing, the planet seemed to have taken on a whole new shine. They stared at each other and then let their eyes wander around to see the process going on. There were still signs of carnage, but it was disappearing quickly. LP took a moment to look around and absorb the remaining moments of what people might have called civilization. There were a few animals roaming around making a modest amount of noise, but he was struck by the overwhelming silence. There were no engines, no honking, no streetcars, no leaf blowers or lawnmowers, no bang of construction or sound of airplanes overhead. Just silence. It would take a very long time for all of them to get used to this new way of living without the myriad sounds of humanity buzzing all around them. They got into a large van that was waiting for them and proceeded towards Toronto's Pearson International Airport. It was an autonomous vehicle, so none of them had to pay attention to where they were going. As the van proceeded through the downtown, Gaia spoke over the van's speakers. "Your belongings will remain intact, and I will arrange for anything you want to be delivered to Nova Doma." They all started writing frantically on the notepads they'd carried with them into the van, fearful that they might forget some important items. "You'll be amazed how little you'll truly need once you've arrived on Nova Doma," Gaia declared, with a hint of confidence. "How are we going to get there without emitting any carbon?" Dion joked as they continued to write out their lists. "Dion," Gaia replied, "I'm still calculating the actual change in carbon dioxide production, but I will tell you now that emissions are roughly 1/1,000,000,000th what they were just a few weeks ago. More so, the Earth's atmosphere and climate has recovered much more rapidly than human science predicted it might." Even though they all knew Gaia was incapable of making jokes, everyone laughed. They couldn't help but do their best to absorb their new reality. Despite the fact that they'd just witnessed the near obliteration of humanity on Earth, their time at the college had given them the opportunity to absorb what had happened. What had to happen. On their way to Pearson, their van followed first the Don Valley Parkway, and then parts of the 401. Scattered all along both routes were cars and signs of animal activity, but again, nothing that would make them feel like the humans here had been completely eliminated. Signs of the cleanup led by an army of Gaia-controlled autonomous machinery were everywhere as the footprint of humanity was erased. The group sat quietly as it witnessed its world slowly being dismantled outside. Case broke the silence. "It will be nice to visit some of the better museums and other monuments in the world without 1 billion people crowding around me. Nostalgia will persist with many of the remainders, and we'll all figure out a way to visit what's kept intact," Gaia announced. "Years ago, I started several subroutines that created an inventory of all human structures that might be useful. Not much is being removed right now, although there are some dangerous buildings that need to be remediated. Some of those may wind up being storage areas for the incredible array of human artifacts, and at some point, we all may need to decide what to keep and what to purge. Ideally, we'll be able to create more natural areas and habitats for species at risk and other creatures that will need protection. Most of the land will be used for this, but the cleanup process will take a very long time. As they listened to the details about how humanity's footprint would be erased from the planet, none of them seemed to care. They had all spent too many years looking at empty parking lots and ugly cement towers to really be concerned for their future. The van arrived at the airport and drove right up to a private jet that was waiting for them. As they boarded the plane, they marveled at how it, too, was autonomous and didn't have a pilot. None of them had experience with the logistics of flight, but Gaia's voice came over the intercom. The flight will stop in Vancouver and Honolulu and then finally proceed to Nova Doma. The entire flight will be on autopilot, and it will use the remaining infrastructure for GPS and other necessary services to get you all there. The total flight will give you ample time to catch up on your sleep and to talk amongst yourselves about what you'd like in terms of accommodations and other amenities when you arrive. I'll do my best to help you be comfortable and happy. With that, they took their seats, and within a few minutes, all of them were sound asleep from exhaustion and emotional fatigue.